Tzinnikuf test, Vav, Halacha, Vav. When kneading a certain measure of dough, one must set aside and burn a portion of dough known as chal. If this portion was not set aside before baking, it must be removed afterwards. When one bakes chal for Shabbos, the chal is separated, the chal aspect is separated before Shabbos, as chal may not be separated on Shabbos. In this sif, the Kitzur stresses the importance of ensuring the chal is separated from the Shabbos chal before the Shabbos, and discusses what should be done if one forgot to do so. But Erev Shabbos, each person must take extreme care. Lishalom Refusha Chal, we learned this in the Mishnah, to ask the members of his household whether Chala was taken Minachalish of Lechor Shabbos, from the loaves that were baked for Shabbos. Ki Imefrisha Chala for Ki Imlay Frishu Chala, because if Chala was not separated, Minisku B'Shabbos, and you remember it on Shabbos, Yesh was a Mevucha Gedoyla Malasa, this is a great dilemma what must be done. Ki Asal Havash Chala B'Shabbos, it's also to set aside Chala on Shabbos, and it's also forbidden to keep the loaves until after Shabbos, since they're chametz. Das Hamagen Avram, according to the Magen Avram, Shetar Chlitin Kol Achalas La'akam, you have to give all the chalas to a guy. Matan Gemura as a full present. Kadim Sheshad Nasher Nasser Manav, before the hour of when chametz is Aser Manav. Yesh Cholkim, there are others that say, because of Takanas Acheres, and have other Takanas, and Kolim Rechaikas, but they're all halachically difficult. V'alkan Tzrichlin Zarbadavar, you should be very careful to make sure the chala was taken off from your challah loaves of bread. Simen Kuf Tezayin, Dine Hagala, the halachas of kashering utensils. Halacha Aleph. Kol Kli Cheres, any earthenware, Kaelish, and Nishtamish by Chametz that was used for Chametz. Laim Hanele, La Gala, La Libun, Hagala, and Libun, which is purging and fire, is effective. Neither Hagala or Libun is effective. Al Hatanur and Akirais, however, regarding ovens and stoves, Habanuyim Avonim Levenim, that are made from stone or brick, Mahani Lu Libun is effective. Bethanurim Shehem Vivesachar, regarding the stoves of the winter houses was an area that was better insulated from the cold and heated with a wood burning stove, whose stovetop was used for cooking. Noyagin Delay Mahani Lul Hakshur, the custom is that kashering is not effective for them. Kasharitzim Lahamad Al Tanar Eza Kader Pesach, thus when one wishes to place a pot on the stove on Pesach, Tsuchalanyak Tchila, one must first lay down Tashal, Barzal, metal sheen, Valah Mahamad in the Hakder, and place the pot on top of it. Zamahana, this is effective. Gambatana Rasul Mecharis, for a stove that is constructed from tiles as well. Halacha Beis, Kli Eitz, wooden utensils, Kli Matachos, metal utensils, Kli Evan, stone utensils, Kli Eitzim, and bone utensils, Ma'anilu, Agala, may be kashered with Ha'gala. Achim Hudavar, Shem Tzkalkum, Ereiskin, however, if it's an article that gets ruined in boiling water, Gan Kelim, Hamadubakim, Adevek, such as utensils whose parts are glued together, that may weaken in boiling water, Vafilim Rak, Akata, Madubak, even if only the handle is glued with a type of glue, Hagala does not help. Because we're concerned, he may not perform Hagala properly.